smoker.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Information's on the website. And there's a link to all of your instructors at USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. And if you need to refresh your memory or revisit something that you've heard on the broadcast, just click on USAprepares.com, listen to Vincent, and you'll be able to get to the podcasts and share them with friends and family. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And for those of you new to the class, there are about 200 of us now here at USAprepares.com. We're experts in various areas. Some of us are dentists, medical doctors, engineers, surgeons, CEOs, broadcasters, researchers, physicists. I'm a farmer. And we have students rising to become instructors. So if you're a student rising to become an instructor, just send me an email, Vincent@USAprepares.com. We'd love to chat. Make sure you send me your phone number, too. Tom's producing the broadcast. Tom is brand new with us here at USAprepares.com. I'd like to welcome Tom. We had a few seconds to chat just before the broadcast. Alex is in school. He's studying mathematics. And so Alex is going to be visiting from time to time during the next couple of semesters. But Tom is at the controls at GCN today and will be with us from now on. Meet up tonight, Ziggy's. It's movie night. Madeline Fraser is going to be bringing a movie, and I'm going to be discussing my observations on what I see happening in the economy. Mike Parsons, Mike from Tennessee, might be joining us at the meetup. He's scheduled to be in the neighborhood. He's going to be with his trailer, and he's hauling a load of farm materials back to Tennessee. Frank Underhill's with us. He's the CEO of UnderhillSecurities.com. Frank Underhill is the trusted advisor of Bob Chapman, the late and the awesome, great Bob Chapman. Welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here with you.
Frank, it's so good to hear your voice. You know, I want to share something with you. I was on the phone on Friday with a company that manufactures pumps, circulation pumps for heating systems in the United States. The company's name is Taco, T-A-C-O. And Taco is an outstanding pump manufacturer. They really are. And I selected that particular company as the company of choice for the heating system that I use here on the farm. And we had a pump failure a couple of weeks ago, and our son, when I was in Virginia, and our son replaced the pump. I always have spares. It's a lifestyle. I had a spare pump, and he just popped the new one in place, and everything was fine. And what that does is, in the summer, we use the outdoor wood furnace, the outdoor furnace that's about 100 feet from our house to burn wood and trees that have fallen down in the farm. And we heat our hot water with it, our domestic hot water. In the winter, we use that same exact system to heat the house. Well, the pump failed, and hot water stopped. And so when I got back, I called Taco, and I explained it to him. And they said, well, how old is the pump? And I said, well, it's marked at January 2009. And they said, well, it has a three-year warranty. So now I'm outside of the warranty. And they said, you know what? We're going to send you another one. unbelievable. Outside of warranty, I don't have the, you know, I didn't have the receipt with me at the time when I was talking to them. They believed what I said. They did the right thing and they're sending me a new pump. How much is the pump worth? About $100. I mean, it's not a very expensive pump, but they did the right thing. So I want to congratulate TACO, T-A-C-O. They're the manufacturer in Rhode Island. So if you're thinking about a heating system circulator pump, you might want to consider the same company that I chose. They did the right thing. It has a 3-year warranty, but I was outside the warranty. And they made an exception. I didn't have to twist their arm. I didn't say who I was. I just said, I've got a pump, and here's the situation. So they were delighted to replace it. And I don't even have to send the other one back. Amazing. What do you think, Frank? That's the way it used to be, right?
That's the way it should be. That's good you share that with your listeners. That's something you very seldom see these days. And by the way, TACO's a very recognized household name in the heating system in the making for energy. So yeah, that's very good to hear, Vincent.
And I'd like to contrast that, Frank, with some Asian companies. Years ago, I used to buy, when I had our computer manufacturing and consulting company, I used to buy products that were made in Asia, and you really didn't have a choice. They had, I won't go into the brand names, but network switches, you know, Ethernet type of switches. And they would say on the box, lifetime warranty, lifetime. So naturally, I made the false assumption of thinking that a lifetime was, you know, a lifetime, maybe my lifetime. No. And after a few months, these products tended to fail, and I'd call the manufacturer, and they'd say, I've got this part number ABC123, and it has failed, and they'd say, well, it's out of warranty, and I go, hold it. It has a lifetime warranty. And the manufacturer's technical support people would say, yeah, but no, it's out of warranty. That product, we don't make that anymore. I'd say, well, it's only 6 months old. They'd, yeah, but we changed it. And I said, wait a minute, it has a lifetime warranty. What the heck does that mean? And they would tell me, well, it's not like your lifetime, Mr. Finelli. It's the lifetime of the product. And that product has been replaced with a new improved model. So it is no longer a current model, and therefore it is no longer under warranty. So with some of these Asian companies that we depend on for our technology, some of the terms lifetime warranty means the lifetime of the product, which is 6 months. That is the exact opposite of TACO, which actually stands behind their products for a specific time, and they actually stand behind them for longer than that. So, Frank, I wanted to share that with you. It's really frustrating when people twist our language and use it against us, like lifetime warranty. Have you heard of that before like that, Frank?
Lifetime warranty? It's a phrase to sell. That's all it is. It's a you see it on TV, you know, lifetime guarantee, and there's a hammer bashing the handle of a knife or something. You know, it's just salesmanship. Don't believe the lifetime guarantee.
Yeah, it's only as good.
Or a fry pan cooking an egg around with this lifetime guarantee.
Yeah, and its products are only as good as the integrity of the companies behind them. And speaking of that,
and Vincent, can I just say, I've been using the same cast iron skillet for maybe 20 years, 22 years. I still use the same one, and I don't it came with no guarantee, and it still works and wears well, and I keep it cured, and it still slips an egg.
Yeah, well, I still have at the farmhouse my grandmother's cast iron skillets, and they were passed to my mom, and my mom, who's living with us, passed them to us. So we have 3 generations, actually 4 when you consider our children, that are using the same cast iron skillets without a lifetime warranty, and you're absolutely right. Frank, along that thinking, I'd like to share a story about just in time inventory. And I have redefined what just-in-time inventory means. You know, it used to be that products were stored in a store. So if you like, if you went to an auto parts store, it would be the counter near the front door, and there would be some products that you could walk around and pick them up, put them on the counter, and buy them. But the majority of the inventory for fixing your car or accessorizing your car, or truck, or vehicle would be behind the counter. They'd be looked up through a parts book, and this is before the implementation of computer systems for inventory indexing. But it was the counter person would, or the counter man or the counter woman would be the person who would find exactly what you need and bring it to the counter, and you could buy it. And they actually had an inventory. Well, I had a failure, an overheating problem when I was trying to bale hay, and our John Deere tractor would overheat and overheat and overheat. And I traced it down to a problem with a thermostat. Very simple problem. This particular John Deere has two thermostats, and I called John Deere and I said, do you have these thermostats in stock? And the guy said, well, no, we don't have them, but we can get them for you. And it was like a half a week later that he'd be able to get them for me. Well, my hay was cut. I had a serious problem. I would have lost the crop of hay. I had to have it. And I said, well, is there a thermostat that would fix this, a replacement, something else I could put in here? Or I'll just pull out the thermostats and run the tractor without thermostat, without thermostats, just to get the hay done. I'll get the thermostats later. Well, he told me that it was a heavy-duty thermostat, and they weren't common. Well, he was wrong. He was absolutely wrong. It is the most common thermostat that you can get. It fits a 1950s to a 1960s, two decades of Chevrolets, Cadillac, Buick, Oldsmobile. It's the most common thermostat ever made. And the John Deere guy was telling me that, you know, I had to get it from him. Well, he was wrong. And here's what I'm trying to say. Just-in-time inventory means they don't have it when you need it. And what I'm also seeing is that the people who are supposedly knowledgeable behind the counter don't have the knowledge that we need in order to help us get through the purchase of the products we need. That's what I'm saying. Frank, I can't believe the lack of knowledge that people who are in the business have. That's the point.
It's very common. It's the same in my profession, or I'm sure in agriculture or mechanics or these one-stop oil loop places. No one takes time to learn really a trade, you know, through and through. Just they learn the salesman script.
There you go. I agree. Frank Underhill, underhillsecurities.com. We'll talk about gold and silver and precious metals when we come back. I've got a new term that I'd like to apply to the current young generation. Let's see if you guys agree. Am I all wet? We'll find out.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237. 2237, extension 116.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Frank Underhill's with us. And, you know, we've had names for generations. We have Generation X. We have Generation Y. And, of course, you know about the greatest generation. Tom Brokaw talked about that. That would be those who enlisted and fought in World War II on our side, the greatest generation. So what do we call the current crop? What do we call the current generation? Well, these are the guys that are addicted to their cell phones and video games. They say they are the best and brightest that we've ever had in school. I just think it's impossible to prove it. So I'd have to use the term the weakest generation. Am I wrong? If you think so, let me know. You can give us a call. And the number is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Am I wrong? Is it the weakest generation? This particular generation I'm talking about, these young people, have back problems. They have back problems because they're hunched over using their cell phones, hunched over using video games. They are the ones who are less inclined to be involved in pickup games of ball after school. They can certainly play organized games, but do they play spontaneous games like we did when we were in elementary school? You know, one guy'd have a bat, one guy'd have a ball, and we'd find something to make makeshift bases, and we'd play baseball. And if there were four of us, five of us, six of us, it kind of didn't matter. We just played. It wasn't organized. We didn't have uniforms. So we got exercise. We were out in the sun. And we made things. We made go-karts. We took old lawnmower engines and boards and some old wheels that we found. And we used curtain rods as axles and got some nuts and bolts that were lying around and some scrap and got scraps of wood. And we made go-karts and we rode them around in the neighborhood. It was all illegal. Nobody really cared. Police didn't come. But we were innovative. I don't see anything like that going on. I don't see young people changing oil in their vehicles. I don't see them changing the cars, servicing the brakes, learning how to do air conditioning service work. I don't see it. Therefore, the weakest generation. Frank, do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I see a lot of that around here. I see, a lot of heavier people, a lot of lethargic people, a lot of even working people who have really no outside activity. Mm-hmm. And there seems to be a numbing, but the reason being is because you have everything is tied in, unfortunately, to internet, television, video games, everything from war scenes to zombies. And it seems to be the escape of everyday life for a lot of people now. And if you look at some of these gaming stocks that make video games, if you look at their lows and you look at where they are now, for the most part, they're on the rise. So it says right there that people are buying a lot more. And you look at, some of these movie video game streamers, and you look at their stocks, they're up pretty high too. So that more people, but this is a big plan to have people spending more time in the home, off the streets, out of the parks, out of public places. And then once in a while you'll see the odd, public service message, with a family going out la-di-da-di-da, tiptoe through the tulips in some wilderness preserve. This is, to make it a big getaway. And I think that what we're seeing is a lot of complacency. Like, Vincent, I don't think anyone can do what you do. Every day is a walk in the park for you. You have your cattle, you do your feeding, you have green pastures, you keep busy. And I've met you a couple of times. And, for a person like you to be as fit as you are and still have your hair a nice color and that's too good for people these days, unfortunately.
Frank Underhill, CEO of UnderhillSecurities.com. UnderhillSecurities.com. Trusted advisor to Bob Chapman. When we get back, Frank, let's talk about what's happening with gold and silver.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the help you want at rnafreesample.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Is your dream more time, more money, or better health? Stop by our longevity booth at the Minnesota State Fair and say hello to the GCN team reps and get your healthy energy drink on the way to the fair. Sign up for door prizes and find out about our amazing home-based business opportunity as featured in Success Magazine, located near the main entry to the State Fair off Snelling and Dan Patch Avenue at 1366 Snelling Avenue North, or call 651-261-2040.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I was chatting with Tom, our newest producer, during the break, and we were getting acquainted, and he was asking me about the delay button. I was telling him that many of us have either had the police called on us at USAPrepares.com or have been arrested for something. And he was asking me about the delay button. And I said, well, the only time you need to worry about that is when Ricky's on. And, you know, sometimes Rick gets caught up in what he's saying and just, you know, a word or two just slips out. Rick, Dr. Richard Allen Miller's a Navy SEAL. You get to hear him on Thursdays. And this Thursday, we're going to be talking about some very serious information, Fukushima radiation, solar events that are happening. And he and I think they're both very serious. So you might want to let your friends and family know about that particular broadcast. Frank Underhill's with us. Frank, gold and silver. When we first started the broadcast today, silver was somewhere around 2407. At the very moment, it's 2424. So it's up. What do you think's happening?
Again, from last week's program, the week before and the week before, we're continuing to see a slow but steady erosion in the U.S. dollar. Therefore, it's pushing up gold prices. And if you saw gold like flirted just over $1,400 early this morning, and I think what you're going to start to see is economies in Europe are starting to repair itself. Asian economies are on the mend. I think this is going to only put more pressure on the dollar, and therefore I think we could probably see higher gold prices in the future. And, already gold bugs are putting a higher call on gold, you know, much higher than prices are today. And, you know, but the evidence here is that the dollar is weakening. And of course, you're seeing oil remain consistently over $100 a barrel for quite some time now. Now, what's going to happen when China starts to pick up demand for crude, or Europe is going to pick up demand for crude, or you see, in the Middle East, what plays out there, I think will only help oil even more so.
Frank, I've been looking at the price of oil, and for me as a farmer, I'm not happy with it. You know, if I buy 3,000 gallons of diesel, I'm looking at $10,000, and that's a lot of money for fuel. It really is, and I'm just not comfortable with it. I, Frank, remember buying on this farm within the last 8 years. I remember buying farm fuel, which is diesel, dyed red, without the 44-cent tax on it, for about $1.58, something like that, maybe $1.60, really close to that. And right now we're double that. We're literally double that, and it's painful. It really is. Frank, in talking about silver, you had mentioned over the past several weeks that you thought it was on an upward trend. And you were absolutely correct.
And that's when it was $19 too, Vincent.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, from $19, all the way up to right now, 24.24, you were right. But so, Frank, I talked to one of our instructors over the weekend, and I try to check in with him about precious metal prices, physical, because he's got his finger on the pulse of it. He does not like me to mention his name, so I won't. But anyway, what he said was typical numbers, culled silver dollars, meaning nothing special, banged up, dented, dinged, worn. The melt value over the weekend was $18.50. That's how much silver these silver dollars had in them on average. And they were selling for $28.40. So silver value, melt value, $18.50, selling on the open market in retail at $28.40 is a 50%, 51% premium. That's really high, Frank. That means for people to want to pay that, there must be a demand for silver in not great quality. They want it. And they're willing to buy silver dollars at $28.40 a piece on average. So I think that's telling us that the demand is still there. And then now a much better quality silver dollar, like an uncirculated 1921 Morgan, $43 a piece. So banged up, you know, not great condition, $28.40. Nice, really nice silver dollars, $43 a piece. So, and all the while, the melt value of that silver is $18.50. So I feel really good, Frank, because I have always liked silver dollars. I have never wavered. I've always said that they are my favorite. They are still my favorite. And I believe that anyone who buys them for the long term, we'll do okay. I really do. And I'm betting the farm on it. I really am.
Vincent, could I just go into the just dwell into the real world here just for a minute?
Yeah.
Right. People who say that or say that you cannot get rich on gold or get rich on silver, people should look at Walter Cizamco. Walter Cizamco. He died with $7 million worth of metal, with gold and silver. This is a fellow who was a recluse, who was a, I guess, a self-constitutionalist or sovereign citizen, whatever you want to call him. He died leaving $7 million. Do you think he worried about a roof over his head or no food on his plate? He was a man of modest means that lived within his means, but he accumulated over the course of a lifetime. And this is the financial planning I think that people should, you know, use as a blueprint. And, you know, I'm not kidding you. His name is Walter Cizamco. It's a national, you know, for me, a household name. But this is how people should be looking at any kind of prudent savings. And hurt whether you to be buying what we talk about most of the time, and you know, he of course, his metal outlived him. I think there's only one inheritor left, and I don't know the story with that, but I think they're auctioning his gold off. So basically, the metals outlasted him.
Mm-hmm. Well, that really is the plan, Frank. When people buy silver. Physical silver, physical gold. The plan is to pass it on, and to keep accumulating it, and if necessary, to use it for purchasing things that are needed at that time. But the plan is not to buy it for the short run. The plan is to accumulate it for the long run and to pass it on. And it's private. It is absolutely private, if you want it to be. If you want it to be public.
No one knew that he had it. Vincent, no one knew that he had it.
Right. Right. And class, if you decide to purchase precious metals, I suggest that you find a place where you can control it, where you can have access to it whenever you want to go to that place, wherever that may be. And don't put it in a safety deposit box, and don't entrust it to others. I mean, it's crazy to have your physical metals controlled by somebody else. It's not that big of a deal. You know, Frank, so many people say to me, I hear it over and over, where would I put it? You know, if I bought an ounce of gold, it's so valuable, where would I put it? Are you kidding? You know, an ounce of gold is lower in value than the average credit card's credit limit. You know, if you have a $5,000 credit limit, you could get 2.5 ounces of gold. Well, where do you keep your credit card? You know, on your dresser? I mean, a lot of people have their credit cards out, and they don't really care about securing them. Well, all you have to do is find a place that is secure. You can remember where it is. And no one's going to find it. It's as simple as that. So my advice is, if you're going to get into the precious metals physical market, find a place to keep it, discuss it with your spouse, and keep accumulating. That's my advice. You know, try to buy it on the dips. I mean, we all try to buy it on the dips. And as Bob Chapman said, just keep accumulating it. And he was right.
And Vincent, I don't think that this individual, like I said, ever missed a meal or ever went a day without a roof over his head either. And,
yeah.
You know, once people get attuned to this, and I don't even think this guy would even read the news or read a newspaper, care what Wall Street does or whatnot. He just went about living his life.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, he's probably more concerned with government encroachment and, of course, in death. It's the government auctioning off and wanting to get their cut of the shekel of the inheritance tax on it. But, you know, this is why people, you know, buy and for lack of a better word, store these kind of commodities.
And there's nothing wrong with storing. It's been called hoarding. People will buy cases of beans, cases of corn, and the media will call them hoarders as if it's a bad thing. I think that's crazy. I think buying what you need when it's at a low price is the only prudent way to purchase. I really believe that. I think that if you buy, for example, I'll just say what I did. I was at the Chinese factory outlet. Mrs. Finelli and I had to run into the John Deere dealer. I needed a gasket for the thermostats on the tractor. And they didn't have the thermostats, but they did have the gasket. And so for $3, I was able to buy a gasket that was probably worth 30 or 40 cents. And so we stopped at the Chinese factory outlet, and they had cases of baked beans on display, 50 cents a can. So I bought four cases. I thought that was a good start. Four cases of 24. I bought 96 cans. The girl that was at the checkout had to check it three or four times just to make sure she had the count right. Four cases, 24 in a can, in a case, 96 cans. So that was a good start for us. Frank Underhill and I will be right back.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp
HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Underhill's with us, and I mentioned, Frank, that I was at the Chinese Factory Outlet, and I really don't like going there. But Mrs. Finelli had to pick up a few things, and Van Camp's pork and beans were on sale for 50 cents a can, so I bought 96 cans. And here's what I want to share with the class. When you do something like that, not only do you get it at a lower price, but you avoid paying the tax on those that you didn't buy. So I got, 96 cans for the typical price of 48, so I saved the tax, and the tax in Lebanon, Missouri is 7.225%. So I felt good about doing it. And you might want to do something similar where you live. Frank, when we're talking about gold and silver, I want to share with the class something that a very wise man I know from Virginia said. This man's name is Ashley. I won't give you his last name. But his name is Ashley, and he's an auctioneer. And I was thinking about this weekend when I was looking at the price of silver dollars. And Ashley said, when I asked him how things are going in the auction market, this was many, many years ago, he said, well, Vinny, good stuff sells good, and junk is always junk. Good stuff sells good, and junk is always junk. That's his quote. And what he meant by that is there's always a market for the quality, the good items. But junk is always junk, and it sells poorly. So I wanted to share that with you. Frank, gold, $1,396.60 was where it was at the last time I took a quick look. Do you have a feel for where we're going with gold? You think the dollar is still going to erode?
Well, let me. I do believe that. And I once knew a short seller, and he says it's easier to sell the stock once than it is for these guys to bring in the buying in every day. And I think you'll start to see the Fed let up on buying treasuries and dollars, and I think this will help abate the dollar and of course a rise in commodities. And people, listeners, this is not a get rich quick or whatnot. This is a trepid over time progression. You look at real estate. People were saying, oh, when real estate was low, you probably had people still wanting to sell more real estate when it was even lower. But now you look how even in a degree how that has turned around somewhat here. And even with high interest rates, existing home sales are up and new home sales are down. So, you know, and they say in some parts of the country there's, you know, a bubble happening. But everything seems to be micromanaged now. And I think, you know, that being said, that the dollar will definitely, you know, it has no choice but, I think, to go lower. Because also a high dollar does not help our exports any, and it does nothing to help alleviate unemployment either. Like when you mention you go to the Asian Walmart there, whatever, what the term that you used.
Chinese factory there, outlet.
The factory outlet there. You know, how often are people, they say durable goods are sales are lower. But how do they know people have already bought all the necessities and people are saving up to buy bigger ticket items? After all, look, the average automobile, you know, I can speak for myself, is over 11 years old, and, you know, it keeps breaking, starting to break down a bit, and I just fixed a head gasket, but next time something goes wrong with it, I'm just going to get the same vehicle again. Actually, they don't make my vehicle anymore. It's a Saturn, and GM stopped making it, but I love my little car. But I think, you know, that being said, you know, I'm saving for a, and when I do buy, I pay cash. I don't finance anything, and I don't borrow any money, and I have no mortgages or anything. Well, no, I don't even have a credit card. I don't believe in the banking Illuminati wanting into my wallet every month and generating invoices for me, and I hate window mail.
There you go. Me too. Frank Underhill, when we come back, let's talk about Sears. Sears is starting a program about to lease appliances. Can't afford them? No problem. Lease it. Are you kidding? Leasing appliances. We have gotten to that point in this country. We're so broke, we can't afford a refrigerator. Frank Underhill, Vin Finella, USAPrepares.com. Please stay around. Stick with us for hour number two. We'll be back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.